SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For President Biden, it was a record $26 million haul in yesterday's campaign fundraiser in New York City. Joined by Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, the event also attracted hundreds of anti-Israel protesters shouting Free Palestine, among other things. And while Mr. Biden was busy collecting cash, former President Trump was attending the wake of a fallen NYPD officer. He met with Officer Jonathan Diller's widow and one-year-old son.
Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed.
Mr. Trump says we have to, in his words, get back to law and order. It shouldn't be long before crews start work that will eventually lead to the reopening of the crucial port of Baltimore.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, brought down by a cargo vessel. The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Russian state news agency reports that nine people have been detained by Tajikistan's state security service over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack on a suburban Moscow concert hall, left 144 people dead. It's been a year, 1 year to the day, that the Russians arrested Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich on charges of espionage, charges that Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government all deny. No action on Wall Street today. The market closed for Good Friday. The market wrapped up yesterday with the Dow gaining 47 points. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Lawmakers have passed a measure that bars the state from discriminating against adoption agencies or parents on the basis of religion. The Supreme Court has established that such discrimination is unconstitutional, and some states are acting to codify that decision in law. Greg Chaffin of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "We applaud Idaho for prioritizing the well-being of kids." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As black clergymen prepare for Easter, they hope to welcome more people to church than since the COVID pandemic began 4 years ago. Predominantly African-American churches are still feeling the pandemic's impact on attendance, even as they have rolled out robust online worship options to reach people. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declined 15% from 2019 to 2023. This is SRN News. More complaints have been filed against Boeing, complaints from some of the rank and file.
Some Texas-based Boeing plant workers are accusing the company of firing staff who brought up safety concerns. The company recently announced its president will leave at the end of the year, follows multiple incidents involving Boeing planes, the first being a door plug panel being ripped off an Alaska Airlines flight in early January. Employees at Boeing's Port of San Antonio plant filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York City officials announcing a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams says the scanners will be introduced in certain stations after a legally mandated 90-day waiting period. Adams says they're working to identify companies with expertise in weapons detection technology. One legal aid attorney says gun detection systems can trigger false alarms, causing panic. More details at SRNNews.com.